Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's committee of the whole meeting will be started in just a minute. Until I introduce myself, I'm Alderman Sam Hill of the fantastic First Ward, and I share the ward responsibilities with Alderman Brown. Calling the meeting to order, all of the members of the committee, except for Alderman Dantino, are present, and Alderman Vogelsberg, I don't see her yet. Hopefully she'll show up. Any report on? Okay. So the first thing we need to do tonight is to consider the consent agenda. And the first item on the consent agenda is to approve the committee of the whole minutes from January 23rd, 2012, and the special committee of the whole minutes from January 30th, 2012. So moved by Alderman Singer, second by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passed unanimously. Next item of business is to recommend approval of a request from the Geneva Chamber of Commerce for the use of public right-of-way for a community garage sale April 27th and 28th of this year. Are there any questions or comments, or is there a motion to approve this?
Move to approve.
Alderman Singer moved to approve. Second by?
Second.
Second by Alderman Marks. Any questions? Any questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gene, $20 fee,
yes.
You're assessing, how will that be used?
We're going to do all of the
publicity,
provide the signs, provide maps, and then if there's something left over, it's going toward festivals.
Going towards what?
Festivals.
Oh.
It's a fundraiser for festivals.
Okay.
And we thought we would accomplish two things at once. There are a lot of people who are repurposing things these days, so if we did a citywide effort, we could give them good publicity and make it a nice event.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I think that's a good idea. Hope you'll be successful.
Thank you.
And thank you for your
You'll
response.
Be seeing these pink signs around town. And then we will be collecting them. We'll have the addresses, so we'll go around and collect to make sure they have taken them down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Unanimous. Next item on the agenda is to recommend approval of the request from the Geneva Beautification Committee for the use of the public right-of-way for Tag Day on February 18th of this year.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Kilburg. And seconded by Alderman Brown. Any questions for the Geneva Beautification Committee?
Yeah, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman.
Yes, Alderman Singer.
Thank you. Dorothy, what right away and where's it you're going to be? You're going to be soliciting funds on the street corners?
We'll be hyping our ticket sales for the Pasta for Posies. In other words, we'll have tickets available to anybody who wants to purchase them on the corner of, in front of the post office, actually the corner of 3rd and James, and then on in front of Starbucks, that corner on State and 3rd.
Okay.
And we certainly would appreciate any donations to, also in lieu of ticket purchases. So.
Well, they're also available tickets at certain retailers, are they?
Yes,
not?
Yes, they are.
And where are those?
City Hall, Graham's. I don't have. Oh, yes, I do. Thank you for asking. I try to get it off the top of my head. Graham's, Olive Mill, Ace Hardware, City Hall, the Chamber. And
any other store that has a nice in the window.
And the History Center.
History Center. Very good.
A nice sign in the window reminding people that the tickets are available there.
And that is true. We have a window decorated on 3rd and State. So.
Good. And do you have tickets at this point in time that are available for sale?
Yes, we do.
In your possession?
Correct.
So anyone in the audience here would like to purchase a ticket. And how much are the tickets?
Wow. I'm getting all this plug. $10 for adults and $5 for children. I'm excited, you know. $10 for adults, $5 for children. That's pre-sales. At the door is $12 and $6. So get your tickets early.
And this is all you can eat?
That is correct, March 7th.
Very good. I'm excited.
Great. And I hope everyone comes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Flanagan. Mrs. Flanagan. Any other questions? We've have the pleasure of finding Alderman Vogelsberg available on the phone and the speaker system. So, Don, we're going to count you as being present, even though you're doing it over the telephone, as I have several times. Welcome.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor of the motion as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
One abstention.
One abstention? Okay. Don, what'd you say?
Vogelsberg, both aye.
Good. Thank you. That's unanimous with one abstention, I guess. Okay. The next on the agenda is to recommend the approval of the request by Geneva Bride to hold the Geneva Bridal Walk March 4th of this year and waive the A-frame sign permits for that event.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved by Flanagan, seconded by Singer. And Mrs. DeVita, did you want to say anything about this? Or you've presented the information to us, and we appreciate that.
Well, I think the memo was self-explanatory. If anyone knows someone getting married, recommend them to look at GenevaBride.com. This is the fifth year the bridal group is doing the walk, and it starts with registration at the Harrington, and then they finish up at Riverside with a fashion show and vendor booths, and the businesses that work together through Geneva Bride all work together very well, and they are able to really produce some spectacular weddings here in Geneva. It's a vital component of our tourism strategy. When people get married, folks tend to stay over. We get room nights, and we get a lot of just good memories as people come back again and again for their anniversaries and special occasions. So I hope folks will consider becoming a Geneva Bride. The walk will go through downtown to 14 different vendors.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Ellen? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Vogelsberg, both aye.
Okay, that makes it unanimous. Thank golly for that. Okay, the next on the agenda is to recommend the annual tax abatements for the 2011 tax levies. And Mr. Tom Dahl is going to give us a report on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds exciting.
Not really. Only for the residents. Ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is just another, part two of our tax levy, just doing the abatements for a lot of the bonds that are outstanding. Most of them are the revenue bonds with electric and water, and we normally abate those. And I just wanted to show this. Remember last week we did the bond refunding of the 1999 bonds, the 2002 bonds, and the 2005 bonds. And this whole slide, basically, if you just look at the bottom, before we did the refunding, we would have levied $1,717,869 in taxes for the debt service, and with the bond refunding, getting rid of the 2002, the 2005 bonds, and coming in with the 2012A and the 2012B, our debt service levy will now be at $1,667,431. So what that amounted to was what we did last week drops this year's debt service levy by $50,000. So that's, you know, what we did just a week ago is a nice little savings for the taxpayers. So while it's not much, $50,000 is $50,000, as we all know. So I just wanted to point that out for everybody. The only, go back here. As you can see, most of the bonds are abated because they are the alternate revenue bonds paid for by water and sewer revenues and electric revenues. And then we do have one on here that's $25,000 for the 2012A bonds. It's just something that we normally do is take off $25,000 off of that and use reserves from our debt service fund for that. So that's all I have.
Great reports. Nice to see a savings. Any ability to equate that to a homeowner with maybe a
no.
tax?
No. If I would have had that, I would have.
All right, not very much, but it is a savings to the taxpayers overall.
Correct.
Are there questions, Mr. Dahl? Yes, sir. Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tom, for a definition of terms, there may be some seniors sitting out there listening to what's going on here this evening and hear the word abatement. Could mm-hmm. you define that for us a little more clearly, please?
Sure. When we issue bonds, especially well, these that have a general obligation portion to it, whenever we do that, in the bond ordinance is listed how much we will levy for debt to pay off that debt. What we're doing here tonight is taking that amount and saying we're not going to put that on the taxpayer's mm-hmm. Property tax bill. We will pay for that out of revenues, either, like I said, the water and sewer revenues, electric revenues, or any money that we have in our general fund. So when you see that abatement, we are not putting that on the property tax bill. Instead, we are paying for that out of other revenues.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Alderman Singer. Any other questions? Okay, what we need is a motion to approve all of these abatements in total. I believe next week at the council meeting we will have to approve each one individually, but we don't have to do that this evening. I've been advised of that, which saves probably 45 minutes.
They are a little long.
So do we have somebody to make a motion to approve? Yes,
I'll
Mr.
make
Marks.
The motion.
Thank you. A second from?
Second.
Mr. Singer, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any?
Both sides.
There you go. Thank you. Any opposed? Okay, it's unanimous again. Batting 1,000. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Next on the agenda is to recommend the draft resolution authorizing execution of the intergovernmental agreement for the paramedical/ambulance advanced life support services, or Tri-City Ambulance.
So moved.
Second.
Who did that? Alderman Marks and Singer. Okay. Well, you guys are quick. And our chief, who survived dancing with the Geneva Stars and is not limping.
No.
We're glad to see that. I'm not sure about his wife if she's limping. Though, we're wonderful.
Especially during that event.
You were
not on my part anyway.
You were excellent, and it was a very well-performed dance on your part, sir. And can we hear from you, Chief?
We have before you a revised or proposed revisions to the intergovernmental agreement, which governs the relationship between the now 5 participating partner agencies in Tri-City Ambulance. When first created, there were 6 agencies. Effective May of last year, the formerly known as St. Charles Fire Protection District, now known as the Fox River Fire Protection District, withdrew from the program and went off on their own. So the intergovernmental agreement, with discussions ensued between the remaining partners as to how each should be revised. And one of the main issues that they were looking at, that we looked at, was how costs are associated or assigned. Historically, the costs have been assigned by equalized assessed valuation. When the program started in its current format in 1982, the decision was to use the EAV of each of the partner agencies to develop a total EAV for the program, and then whatever your percentage of EAV was how much of the budget that agency paid. So it varied over the years. Over the last 10, 15 years, Geneva has been between 20 and 22%, depending on the EAV. With the departure of the St. Charles Fire Protection District, that using that formula, our share went up to 27%. That's what we're paying right now, about 27.4 to be exact. The decision was made to maintain the five ambulances that were in the program. They're being maintained. And the decision or recommendation is to go away from EAV and for at least the next 5 years, a flat percentage. At the end of the 5 years, when the agreement would be up for revision, the formula would shift to use by number of calls occurring within the jurisdiction of that partner agency. That would be in 2017. So for the next 5 years, it would be done based on a flat percentage, which St. Charles, Batavia would be 35%, and Geneva would be 27%. St. Charles, or Batavia Fire Protection District, I think, is 2.75, and then Geneva Township will stay at 0.75, which is about where they've been in the last 5 to 8 years. The other revision that's occurred in the agreement was a better definition to how an agency should withdraw or can withdraw from the program. Over the last 5 years, we've run into some issues where agencies have issued withdrawal notices from the program and then either not withdrawn them, or it was very nebulous as to how that is managed. In the agreement that's proposed in front of you now, it gives very specific timeline for that to occur. The first notice has to be a year from the date they propose to leave. There would be a final notice at 6 months, and once that occurs, it's irrevocable. The agency can't take it back, and that allows the other agency, the remaining partner agencies, to start planning for the coming year. And so those are inserted in there. Those are the two main issues that were addressed in it. And so it's before you tonight for consideration. All partner agencies, the remaining five, everybody has to approve this. There's two caveats that are from the original agreement are still in this one. One is to change the agreement, it has to be done unanimously by the partner agencies. And secondly is if you withdraw from the program, that agency loses any control over any part of the assets of the agency. The assets remain with the remaining partners, and that stays in effect.
Questions for Chief
West? Yes. Chief, just one question. Based upon these percentages now, if we looked at our use, would we still be right around 27%? That's what I thought. Okay.
Thank you, Alderman Marks. Alderman Singer, I think.
Thank you,
next.
Mr. Chairman. Chief, I wonder if you'd be kind enough just to talk a little bit about the distribution of the ambulance services, where they're located in the communities.
There are five frontline ambulances, two are in St. Charles, two are in Batavia, one is at Geneva at our Station 1. We offset the lack of a second ambulance by having a paramedic staffed engine out at Station 2. It allows us to short-stop the response clock, as it were, because the ALS engine gets there ahead of the transported vehicles, which are coming from St. Charles and Batavia. That's generally Randall Road into the west when that occurs. There are three reserve ambulances are quartered in each of the cities in one of the fire stations. And those are used when the primary ambulances go up, then the crew jumps into the reserve so there's not an interruption in service. So overall, Tri-City has eight vehicles. And then
Thank you. And then also,
just a little bit more, there are seven non-transport ALS vehicles. Those are usually engines or ladder trucks that are staffed with a paramedic and ALS equipment.
Thank you, Chief.
Further questions? Alderman Brown.
Thank you. You said the decision was made. By whom?
decision.
You said the decision was made 35-27, and you never said who makes the decision.
The discussions were between
who is the governing board of this ambulance, Tri-City Ambulance?
The IGA is governed by the city councils. The discussions about the changes of the funding occur between the mayors and the city administrators, and it's being recommended to the city councils this month for consideration and hopeful approval.
By the combined mayors and city councils?
Yes.
Okay. Right. You said the decision was made. Who made the decision?
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, the Tri-City Ambulance Board of Directors does not have a voice in the IGA. They do in the budget and the day-to-day operations, but this is strictly the – what we're talking about tonight is strictly the within the authority of the city councils.
So I might deflect the question then to Mayor Burns. Do you have a meeting, and this was discussed at a series of meetings? Or
actually, it was discussed in innumerable meetings between Mayor DeWitt, Mayor Shoki, the respective city administrators, consultation with respective fire chiefs, deputy fire chiefs. The discussion went on well over a year.
Yes.
Well over a year. So this is, we think, certainly a fair proposal. It maintains the integrity of the IGA, something that I think we're all proud of. 30-plus years in existence, and we think this is the best way to move forward.
Approximately how many people did we lose when they withdrew? What fraction of the total EVA did we lose, EAV, excuse me?
22%.
So it was a big it was a big group of people we lost.
Well, the equalized assessed valuation of the St. Charles, the Fox River Fire Protection District is larger than the city of Geneva. And it's almost all residential.
It's all west of St. Charles.
Pardon?
It's all west of St. Charles?
North. East, west, and north.
Oh, okay.
So it starts from Wayne and goes all the way out to almost to 47.
It's a big district.
It's 53 square miles.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions from the audience? I've been failing to ask the audience if they have any questions, so now's your chance. Hearing none, seeing none, are we ready for a vote? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay.
Vogelsberg aye.
Vogelsberg aye. That's great. Okay, that's unanimous again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Next on the agenda, so that I can read it with the glasses. Recommend draft resolution authorizing the award of contract with Municipal and Financial Services Group in the amount of not to exceed $40,000 for water and sewer rate study. I believe that Dan Dinges, Director of Public Works, is going to make this presentation, or is it Mr. Van Giskum? One of the two.
Or both.
Both names are on the page here. Bob, nice
good
to
evening.
Have you here.
The memorandum in your packet pretty much explains it, but based on the recommendation by the Water and Sewer Rate Task Force, which was accepted by the City Council, staff moved forward with the request for qualifications by consultants to do a rate study. 11 consultants submitted qualifications, and from that, 4 were chosen for interviews. In the interviews were myself, Alderman Melandra, Dan Dinges, and Pam Broviak. And the result of that, along with reference checks, staff is very pleased to recommend that a contract with Municipal and Financial Services Group be looked at tonight for approval. From there, I'll answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Van Giskum? No questions? Yes, sir.
I looked over the information was provided as related to a Municipal and Financial Services Group, and there wasn't anything shared as far as any of the other companies that submitted bids. Can you tell me maybe what are a few of the overriding strengths of Municipal and Financial Services Group might be in relationship to those others, especially those two in Illinois?
Sure. Number one, this is 90% of the work that they do throughout the country as rate studies. So we felt that there was a great opportunity to bring somebody in with maybe some fresh ideas, great outlook from, a historic look on from what they have dealt with other communities throughout the United States. The other considering factor was Dan took the opportunity to check with one of their references, and which is in, I believe, Downers Grove, and was very highly recommended by Downers Grove, and they are continuing to work with them on a different project.
Anything else?
Those are the two outstanding things that come to mind.
Amplifying that a little bit. So when Bob mentions 90% of the work they do is rate studies, I think that what that omits is that this is not an engineering firm. This is a financial firm that has an awful lot of engineering expertise on staff. The other firms that we interviewed, and the two in Illinois that you mentioned, they're primarily engineering firms. I think that a different approach this time puts the focus where it needs to be. The financial model that we need to develop to service our needs for the next 25 years. The previous rate study was done in the 80s and updated periodically after that, and that served us up to this point. We're looking at a different type of community now, a community with an aging infrastructure, almost at build-out, not a whole lot of new development going on. So we brought what this firm brings in terms of strength is a focus on financial models as opposed to engineering problems. I thought that was very interesting. Bob mentioned their work in Downers Grove. There's also work they did in Glenview and Orland Park. It's all available on the internet. You can see the type of product that they generate. It's interesting from a couple of perspectives, but from mine, it's interesting primarily from the educational perspective. It's an education vehicle for the city council as well as for the rest of the community, and they emphasize the importance of that education as part of the process.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Melandre. Yes, Alderman Marks.
Have they worked with you cities before that have the reverse osmosis type process for the water plant that we have?
They're familiar. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, I believe that I'm sure they're familiar with it, like Alderman Melandre was going to say, but I cannot specifically remember asking them if they had. So.
But we did talk about the challenges posed by
there
the
were some challenges
they're
to that.
Very conversant of it. It was a good interview. They brought their, I guess, the head of their engineering department, the head of their finance department, the owner dude to do the sales pitch. And so we talked about that, and so they're very familiar with the challenges posed by that plan.
And if I remember reading the document, we own the worksheets afterwards. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Which we do not currently have.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the council? Alderman Vogelsberg, did you have a question? Oh, yeah, from the audience. Yes, sir. Please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and ask your questions.
Thank you. Jerry Cass, 217 Wall Street. Question I got for the city council and staff was maybe looking at a fire service standby charge for commercial properties, and now possible for residential properties that are being built under new construction under the new building codes for fire services, for sprinkler services now in residential. So the fire service standby charge would also create some revenue, but also for water main replacement and maintenance on existing well sites. So it would be something I would ask maybe look at, but not maybe act, but just take a look at it.
Yes, Mr. Van Gisken.
We do have that for industrial users and commercial users at this time. We roughly take in about $18,000 per year in revenue for that. But at this time, I do not think that we take into account any residential you know, homes that would have sprinkler systems to them. There are only a handful that I can think of at this time.
Thank you. Thank you for the question, Mr. Cass. Any other questions from the audience? And from the council? Sorry, the committee? No further questions? Pardon me? Oh, yeah, we just still do need a motion, don't we?
I'll move.
Okay. Alderman Malauder made the motion. Alderman Marks made the second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. That is passed unanimously. Alderman vote.
Aye.
Oh, I knew she would anyway. Thank you, Don. All right. The next on the agenda is to recommend a draft resolution appropriating funds for fiscal year 2012-2013 street improvement project. And this comes under the auspices of Mr. Dinges or Pam Broviak, whichever one is going to. And can we have a motion to approve this to begin with? Alderman Marks and seconded by Alderman Singer. Thank you. Well, okay, Pam, go for it.
Hello. Well, this year, we're again proposing to utilize the extra $190,000 in the MFT. So again, I have the $750,000 because last fiscal year, we did not use that $190,000. We ended up getting bids much lower than what we had estimated. And of course, we hope that happens again. So we bumped up our project. You'll see that we actually are proposing more general funds. And this is because not only do we have the extra amount, but also the roads continue to deteriorate, and we are not keeping up, as we mentioned last year. So we were hoping that the council would approve our recommendation to increase the amount to spend on the roads to try to keep up, because even at this level, with doing about 4 miles a year, it's going to take us several years to catch up. I took the program out to the year 2016, and at that point right now, we would get most of the roads that aren't in condition where we start to worry about them. But in that many years, the ones that are good now are going to be in that poor condition. So it's not something that we feel comfortable just pulling back on. We would recommend that you go up to the $2 million total to fund the road program.
Are there questions from the committee? Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pam, you've got 24 streets that you have on the to-do wish. Do you expect that you're going to be able to service all of those streets this year or within the next this season?
Right now, the estimates are coming in that, yes, we would be able to do these. The one other change we made this year is there's a lot of water main work that's required on these roads, and that's one reason some of these roads are on there. There's some fire flow that we'd like to address, so we bumped the road up so we could address it as soon as possible. And so instead of paying for that water main work out of the water fund, we were going to take it out of the capital infrastructure fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you feel comfortable that there'd be funding available to complete all the tasks that you have presented to us?
Yes, based on our budget that we're proposing, we went through the revenues, and it does appear that we do have the funds in that capital improvement, along with the MFT, to go forward with this project.
Okay. Good luck on that.
And again, we would expect the bid prices are coming in very good, so we would expect them to come in lower.
Well, that's good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Careful, though.
I know.
The woodwork is listening.
Any further questions from the committee? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, we have a motion on the floor, so all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Vogelsberg, aye.
There she goes. Any nays? That's
100%
unanimous again. Thank you. Next on the agenda is to recommend the draft resolution authorizing execution of agreement with Stanley Consultants Incorporated in the amount of $84,950 for Geneva Business Park 1 substation relay upgrade. I'll bet this is going to be presented by Mr. Buffington, the Superintendent of Electrical Services. And do we have a motion to approve this?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown and seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Go for it.
Basically, what we're doing here is in 2006-2007, we did a study, and a study made recommendations of upgrades we need to do to our substations. And this is one of those recommendations. The substation is the original substation out at Industrial Park. The relays that we're replacing and the doors come to about $500,000. That project will be in the 2012-2013 project year. What we're trying to do is get ahead of the ball game so we can start the engineering now. So the engineering is going to be completed after the summer season, and then we'll try and do construction first of the next year. Is there any questions?
This was already budgeted, correct?
Yes,
according
ma'am.
To what I see here. And it was for the 2012-13, or did you carry it over from the 2011 to 2012 into?
Part of the engineering is in this year's budget,
okay,
which is 11-12, which we're at. And then the rest of the budget will be in the 2012-2013.
Okay. Yeah, because it didn't mention doors. It just mentioned relays and controls. So, but you're looking to do everything, right?
All the controls and the remote SCADA system.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee? Any questions from the audience? How about the Boy Scouts? Any questions from the Scouts back there? Or did we put you to sleep already? All right. Nice to have you guys here. Okay. All those in favor of the motion as presented, please say aye.
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 Any
opposed?
Okay. Almost missed you. And there'll be no negatives, I'm sure. So that's unanimous again. Next on the agenda is to recommend a draft resolution authorizing utility easement agreement with the Geneva Park District related to Wheeler Park main water main extension project.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
By Alderman Mark, seconded by Alderman Gilbert. Any questions to whoever's to make the presentation? Pam Broviak.
Yes.
Yes, Alderman Brown.
Thank you. To get from Wheeler Park up to where you want to go, you have to cross the old railway right away. Is there any question of permissions or easements, or do we know who owns that property? It was a point when we didn't. City Attorney Mr. Radovich is sitting there, and maybe he remembers what I was referring to.
City owns quite a portion of that right-of-way. We didn't have the full width of the original spur track right-of-way. That was one of the obstacles when it became available from the Chicago Northwestern many years ago. But we still retain ownership, and that's what we're utilizing to a great extent here.
And the west 25 feet in this location is owned by a private business, and you'll see that that's the other easement incorporates a portion of that.
So we do know who owns the piece we have to go through
yes.
to get to.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Just a question of interest, I guess, somewhat off topic, is are we making any progress on eventually extending a bike path through that other than the dirt path that currently exists?
Yes, definitely. We started this fall and early winter. We tried to take advantage of the good weather, and our street department went up there and did the first phase, which was clearing the trees out of the way. And once the weather breaks again, they'll go back up and start actual construction of the path. We tried to time it about the same, to be complete about the same time as the water main being completed, which would be the end of this fiscal year.
That actually connects on to the whole system of paths which are owned by many of them by King County and some by Geneva Park District. And
yes.
Are there any possibilities of cooperation here?
Yes, definitely. Dan and I met with the Park District, and they're very interested in working with us and have already volunteered their labor and equipment. So once we start again, we will be working in cooperation with them to finish the path.
Thank you for information. Sorry, I was slightly off topic of the motion on the floor.
Any other questions from the committee? Any questions from the audience? I hope the Boy Scouts will be able to participate on that bike path when it's finished. I'm sure they will. That'll be fun. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Vogelsberg, aye.
There she comes. Any opposed? I don't think so. So that's unanimous again. We're batting 1,000 still. Next on the agenda is to, thank you, Pam. Next on the agenda is to recommend the draft resolution authorizing a utility easement agreement with Smith and Richardson Manufacturing Company related to Wheeler Park Water Main Project. And it's Pam again. She can't get away from the podium. Great. Nice to have you here. Motion to approve that recommendation.
So moved.
From Alderman Marks. Second. Seconded by Alderman Singer. You got it again, Pam.
That's the piece of property you just referred to.
Right. Correct. That's correct. And in addition to this, we have to go through the north 10 feet of their property. And the reason for this is very interesting to me in that the Geneva tree is up in that location, and we're doing this to completely avoid the tree. Otherwise, we would have right-of-way to go through there, but we could impact the tree, and we definitely did not want to do that. And so we're very fortunate that Smith & Richardson has been wonderful to work with and has agreed to allow us through their property in order to preserve that tree.
That's great. That's great. That's great. We ought to give them all kinds of recognition when we get it finished.
Most definitely. They are a great company. We're fortunate to have them. Bob and Dan and I went through their facility, and it's an incredible place.
Good. Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, let's have a vote. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Vogelsberg, aye.
There she is. Any opposed? I don't think so. That's another unanimous. Next on the agenda is to recommend draft resolution authorizing a bid award and execution agreement with Glenbrook Excavating and Concrete Incorporated in an amount of $171,814.75. For Wheeler Park Water Main Extension Project. Pam still has the podium there. Great. Go for it. And how about a motion to approve that, folks?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Kilberg, seconded by Alderman Singer. You got it again, Pam.
Are there any questions?
Yes.
Just so I can interpret your diagram here. The water main crosses under 31 and moves in a westerly direction. Is that south of the park pavilion in Wheeler, or is that north?
It would be north. It's almost at the north end of the park,
okay.
Just south of that stand of evergreen trees.
Okay.
Near the sign. Oh, and I wanted to add, I misspoke. Ellen went with us on that trip, too. I didn't want to leave her.
Oh, good.
I just remembered that.
It's almost at the city boundary.
Yes, it is very close to the city boundary.
I bet she helped identify the tree.
And Stephanie said she was with us, too. Sorry. I was so focused on everything there.
Was it a girl's day out? Who bought lunch? Oh, after lunch. Oh, heck. Oh, that's great. Any other questions from the committee or from the audience?
Were there bids on this?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't see them.
It should be attached. We had 7 bids.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I see it now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You think it's a good company with a fair bid?
Yes. What's great about this company is they're the ones who put in the storm sewer that we will be running parallel to. So we're very fortunate in a way in that they already have experience with working in this area and going through the park with a previous project. So we think that will really help with the project. And I don't know if you noticed in here where I explained, too, that we did remove the water main material from this project to bid that out separately. That was something we tried differently to save money, since we could bid it early in the year and get the low prices, because prices are typically low around January.
Isn't this going to benefit the water supply and from those folks who live along First Street, who have been concerned for a while about the quantity and the, I'm not sure about the quality.
The pressure, yes.
So we have to
run a computer model when we do the design, and the computer model did show that this definitely would drastically increase the pressure in the area, and the fact that we're looping it will increase the water quality. And I know Bob's been in close correspondence with the residents on North First. He's already informed them of our plans to move forward, subject to your approval.
I'll bet they're happy.
Yes, they seem happy so far.
Good.
It's also increased safety by having the loop.
Most definitely, and with the pressure, because right now with only a 4-inch line going up there, that length, it is very low. So definitely adding this in will be a significant improvement.
Any further questions or comments from the committee or the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 And we'll have no negatives, so that's another unanimous vote.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Don. Okay, next on the agenda, is to recommend the draft resolution authorizing execution of agreement with IDOT for upgrade of traffic signals on state highways in the city of Geneva.
So move.
By Alderman Singer, and seconded by Alderman Brown. And Pam still has the mic. Great. We'll see a happy, positive report here again.
Well, this is an interesting one, because several years ago, a lot of agencies started changing out the incandescent bulbs that were in our signals, the red, the yellow, and the green, to LEDs. I know I was involved with a project where we got a grant, and the amount of electricity you save is just tremendous. It's unbelievable. We, for a normal intersection, were paying over $100 for electricity, and the bill went down to 20, and the only reason it was 20 is because that's the minimum bill that electric provider had. So it's just unbelievable. And I don't know why District 1 waited to this point, but they're finally going through, because you won't be able to get incandescent bulbs in the very near future. So I guess they're at the point where they pretty much have to do this. They will have no choice.
So why is it their choice and not ours to start on this?
I think we could have moved forward in the past, because part of it is our responsibility because of the side roads. But for whatever reason, I don't know why in the past, this city never took.
I thought we had done some.
There are some. That's correct. And I don't know who led the initiative on those, but some are done. From what I understand, these could be the possible last remaining ones in the city.
I really see the difference. They're brighter.
Yes, most definitely.
Along with less electricity.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pam, what pleases me is that there's going to be battery backups for these lights, or LEDs, aren't they?
Yes, they are LEDs.
Yeah, and I think that's admirable. And I'm going to throw a suggestion out that if and when there are light changes on Randall Road, they might want to consider battery packs along that route. It's really a nightmare when we have a brownout along that area, and those lights are not functioning, and they're all doing it by stop sign and one car going through the intersection. It's just on Randall, Kaelin, it's a nightmare. The chief will attest to that, I'm quite certain. So I like to put a bee in your bonnet, and if ever there should be a change in that direction, battery-powered backups would be very gratifying.
Great. Yeah, we'll let them know.
Thank you.
Yes, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm just a little confused. It says estimated cost of the budget is less than $1,000, but then it says the city's Geneva share is calculated to be $8,265.
Oh, yeah, that's incorrect. Yeah, it has to be increased to the $8,265.05. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood.
That is our share.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any idea when they'll start the project?
I don't know. I know they're trying to get these agreements from many of the communities in this area, so I don't know if they're waiting to move forward until then, but they did say that they wanted it as soon as possible, so I got the feeling they were trying to move forward soon.
Do you have any idea as to the structure of the lamps? Will they be quite significant? As you notice on some of the major intersections in our community, the signals are quite extended over the intersections. Are they having, is that the concept that they might work towards on this, in these cases?
Possibly. I talked to the designer today, and I do know they're having to upgrade the signals to the current standards. So yeah, he did mention they could even be adding more signal heads at each intersection. It just depends on the layout of that specific intersection. Oh. So you may even see more heads.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Vogelsberg, aye.
And there'll be no negatives, so that's great.
Thanks.
Nice job, Dan.
Next on the agenda is to recommend a draft ordinance amending Title I, Chapter 6, Article G, Section 5. I'm out of breath. Of the Geneva City Code reclassification, the position of superintendent of streets and walks from an appointed position to a non-appointed position under the city's classification and compensation plan. Is there a motion to approve this?
So move.
Alderman Singer has made a motion to approve it, seconded by?
Second.
Alderman Maladra. And questions from the committee? Hearing none from the committee, any questions from the audience? Hearing no questions from the audience, all those in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Vogelsberg, aye.
Any opposed? Which will be none, of course. Next item on the agenda is to recommend the draft ordinance amending Title 4, Chapter 2, Section 4-2-13, which includes license fees and number, reducing the number of licenses available for certain classes. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan, seconded by Alderman Singer. Any questions from the committee? Yes, Alderman Singer. Yeah,
what's the reason behind our moving this direction?
When we updated our liquor code,
mm-hmm.
We included a provision to change the number of licenses when an entity went out of business or no longer needed that license, mm-hmm. when it was no longer in use. And this was at the advice of our city attorney. The way that we used to handle it is once a license was created by the council, it would stay on the books,
yeah.
even if the business, for example, went out of business. So another establishment coming in, applying for that same classification, could be issued that license. Administratively, it was very efficient. But at the same time, we felt that it was more appropriate for each individual establishment to come before the council to ask for permission to receive that particular license.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, they would receive a license because it existed,
mm-hmm.
just because of the timing
right.
of their application. So this really is a housekeeping measure that
mm-hmm.
periodically will come before you saying, there are licenses on the books that have been created that are not being used, so we're asking to rescind those licenses. And then if requested, then we would bring subsequent applications back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions from the committee? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor of the motion as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Vogelsberg, aye.
What'd you say?
Vogelsberg, aye.
There you go. Thank you. Any opposed? I don't think so. Another positive approval of a motion. That's great. Okay, do we have any new business to be brought up by anybody? Okay, the next meeting of the Committee of the Whole will be February 27th. And the next that we have on our agenda for the evening is a notice of a special meeting of the City Council of the City of Geneva. That has been, and then we probably ought to adjourn the Committee of the Whole before we get into that. So all those in favor, any want to make
a
motion? Alderman Flanagan?
Close. Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks. All those approve, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, next we go into the special meeting, we'll be doing that to recommend, various couple of items. And
Scouts, don't leave. Don't leave.
The mayor's going to make some announcements now.
Scouts, we begin every city council meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance, correct? Jake, Josh, Ethan, and Quinn. These gentlemen are earning their citizenship badge. They met with me earlier in the evening. And you gentlemen agreed to join us in the front of the room and lead us in the pledge, correct? Just take your time. We get paid by the hour. So, see this first guy walking up? Anybody recognize him?
You didn't say we were saying the pledge yet.
Scott Finson.
Very good. That's Ethan Finson.
Good, huh? Great.
Scott Finson.
Unbelievable. Thank God you look like your mother.
Oh.
We'll follow your guys' lead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Be sure to watch the rebroadcast of this, man. You guys are on TV. Very disturbing, isn't it? Zach, why don't you come to the podium, big guy? Oh, yeah. Roll call first. I'm sorry.
All right, gentlemen, roll call. Alderman Brown?
Here.
Alderman Cummings?
Here.
Alderman Flanagan?
Here.
Alderman Hill?
Here.
Alderman Kilberg?
Here.
Alderman Maladra?
Here.
Alderman Marks?
Here.
Alderman Singer?
Here.
Alderman Vogelsberg?
Vogelsberg here.
Alderman D'Antino?
My apologies for the snafu.
Mr. Mayor, just for the record, that Alderman Vogelsberg is ill tonight, so she's here. Attending the meeting via electronic means pursuant to the protocol and ordinance of the City of Geneva.
Zach is at the podium. Zach and I corresponded earlier today, and we all know that Zach is a student at Northern Illinois University. And while some of us may not know, tomorrow is the fourth anniversary of the shooting at Northern Illinois University. Obviously, the nation was touched by what happened. Certainly, closer to home, a lot of our students attend NIU, and Zach, being a fine representative of that institution, asked if we would begin the meeting in a moment of reflection. Do you want to add anything, Zach, before we do that?
No, like you said, it's something that, you know, we don't often think about in our everyday lives, but certainly every time you're on campus and walk past that beautiful memorial, you remember those Huskies we lost that day, and it was very sad, but you know, forward together, forward has been the motto that President Peters has coined, and it's really been something that we live by out at NIU, and it's, I thank you for acknowledging it.
We'll follow your lead if you want to.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
I haven't been out there since the incident. There is a memorial right on the main quad now.
There is a very nice memorial. It's got granite with our that logo forward together, forward on it, and a wonderful sculpture that was done. It's right next to Cole Hall, which was recently renovated with state funds, thankfully, that came through, and it was opened and dedicated just last week. So it's beautiful now, but that memorial's a nice
tribute. It's right on the main quad.
It's very prominent, right on our main campus. Yep.
And Cole Hall was reopened without fanfare, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yes.
It was just, let's return to normal. And
trying to get...
Are the names of the deceased inscribed?
Yes, they are. There are five granite pieces, one representative for each person who lost their lives that day, with forward together, written on each one with their names on it. It's a very nice memorial, if you ever get a chance. So just a moment of silence would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
All yours, Mr. Hill.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm sure everybody realized that Alderman Dantino was not with us tonight, and he's still in the hospital and still not feeling very well. And let's keep Alderman Dantino and his family in our prayers so that he gets well and has a chance to get home and come back and join us as soon as possible. So thank you very much. Now we're going to go into the city council meeting. And I guess we need to take attendance, right?
No,
we did it.
Okay, good. Oh, you're faster than I thought. First on the agenda that we can discuss out here is to recommend approval of a request by Geneva Beautification Committee for the use of the public right-of-way on February 18th, 2012, for Tag Day.
So moved.
And do we have a motion from Alderman Brown?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks. And any questions from the council members? Hearing no questions, any questions from the audience? No questions from the audience. So all those in favor, please say aye.
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 With one abstention.
And we have one abstention from Mrs. Flanagan.
Are you running out of gas? That was a weak aye, wasn't it?
Only because I...
It's a busy day Saturday, too.
Busy
a lot of
day.
Things going on.
Yeah,
awesome.
I guess. All right. Next on the agenda is to, we need a motion, I believe, to go to closed session on collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representative, and the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body. Is there a motion for
so
that?
So moved.
So moved by Alderman Flanagan, a second by Alderman Singer. And we do need a roll call.
Alderman Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
No, we're going over.
Vogelsberg, aye.
In the session, of course.
Just the way that these...
Yeah, there'll be no announcements after the meeting other than the waiving of the fees for this... that special meeting.
I think. That's what I meant.